Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Amos was a prophet in around 760 BC. This was before Assyria captured Israel. And he was just beside himself with anguish over the complacency of the people of Israel, because times were good. They were doing well. Nobody was trying to invade them yet. And times were good. There were no famines. And Amos felt that their complacency had just gone too far. So he was making a pretty stern call to them not to be complacent just because things are going well. Paul was writing to Timothy, this young man whom he put in charge of the church in Ephesus. So after Paul established that church, and he was ready to move on to plant more churches, he put Timothy in charge. And this was one of three letters in our Bible that are called pastoral letters that were really instructions by Paul for this young clergy person how to lead a parish. And certainly part of his theme was, don't let the rich think that's all there is to life. There's something much more important for you to really live life. And it's an important tenet for you to include in your preaching and in your teaching. And then there's Jesus teaching this parable, telling about the failure of the rich man to care for Lazarus, to care for someone else who was in need, that he had all the ability in the world to help, but chose not to. Yesterday, I came here to get some things prepared for today's service, and as I parked my car, there was a young woman reading the brand new sign for the labyrinth, so as I got out of the car, she walked over towards the little bench by our offices, and she said, would it be okay if I walked the labyrinth? I said, are you kidding? Absolutely, it's okay. You know, that would be wonderful. So we got into a conversation. And in that conversation, she shared that she had been to France. She had been to Paris, never made it to Chartres. She had seen cathedrals in the past, or seen labyrinths, rather, in the past, but had never walked them. And now that she's homeless, she could really use some centering. And so we just talked about some experiences that I've heard people share, and my own granddaughter has shared about what it's like to go from these outer paths. I don't know how many of you walk the labyrinth, but it's so much like life. You know, you see the center of the labyrinth here, and you enter at the entrance point, and at least in the Chartres design, the first turn you take takes you the furthest away you could get from the center. I mean, that's just how it goes. The first move is to be in the other direction. But I said, you know, the idea behind a labyrinth, it's not a maze. You don't have to find your way. You'll get there if you keep going. And so just follow the path. And so we just had this wonderful, I had this great encounter with this person who I just was not prepared for her to say she was homeless and living in a shelter and needed the labyrinth. And that got me thinking about a lot of the theme in these readings today about blessings and what we do with blessings. And I am so impressed with the blessing of this chapel and of this facility and this block within Hollister and what's being done with it. I think about how empty this place feels when there's that very occasional day, there is no preschool, and it's not on a Sunday, and it's quiet and empty, and it doesn't feel right to me. It feels ethically there's something wrong. And to have, I wrote a list here, if I can find the list. Yes, I had two Sunday services, childcare, preschool, adult study groups, pet blessing, Halloween party, coming up soon, Jose Luis Orozco concerts, beer and wine stroll, bike rally, memorial garden, labyrinth. These are all ways that we end up. This isn't just about outreach ministry. This is about utilization of the blessing God has given us, that we have inherited this gift from past generations, right? And are we making use of the blessing? It's really interesting to see how the Pharisees were being addressed by Jesus, because they and a lot of people in that culture, and probably in our own culture, have this impression that if somebody does well, they're going to get blessings, so you're going to see them thrive. And if people aren't doing so well, then they're going to reap what they sow, and they're not going to flourish. Jesus is actually proposing the opposite scenario. This is not about us living a good life so we will be blessed. This is about saying God blesses us because God loves us. And then God looks to see, what do you do with the blessing? What do you do with it? What use do you make of the blessings you have been given? All of us are blessed with skills and talents and passions. And the question is, what do we do with those? Is it all about using them for ourselves, or is it using them for transforming the lives of other people? That's what we're called to do. It's not just for our benefit. And so there's an important call for us to recognize that when we reach our final judgment before God, He's not going to ask us how high we advanced in our job. He's not going to ask us how many friends we had on Facebook. He's not going to ask us what our body mass index was. He's not going to ask us what our SAT scores were. He's going to ask us, what did you do with what I gave you? And so we really are called here to take inventory of the blessings God has given us and what form they take. They all take all sorts of forms. A blessing for me was to meet this woman yesterday afternoon so that we could have this delightful chat about not letting the outside world invade us 24/7, but have a time that we're deliberately taking some steps towards God. And so we need to take inventory of those blessings and then to think about how can I use or how have I used those blessings to help other people. How can our blessings make a statement about our living faithfully by the values that God treasures, not earthly treasures, but God's treasures? I pray that we manage our blessings in a way that other people can see the difference that we can make, and that we manage our blessings in a way that God celebrates the difference we make. Amen.